60-something, Maria Carstensen is a proud grandmother who lives in San Antonio. She has a deep connection to that O'Gorman mosaic, beginning with her unique childhood.
Well, I'm Juan O'Gorman's daughter. I grew up in Mexico City, and I lived in the cave house in the Pedregal.
The Pedregal is a southwest Mexico City neighborhood where the ground is mostly volcanic rock. And you heard right. She lived in a cave house.
I think it was a small one, and then he dynamited it to make sure it wouldn't collapse or there weren't any issues. And then he did a lot of mosaic on the inside of it as well.
As a young child, Maria didn't think her living situation was unusual, even though cave living provided some interesting challenges.
And lava is very porous, so when it rained, we had buckets all over to catch the rain. I never thought it was anything different because that's where I lived.
Architect and artist Juan O'Gorman was a man of international reputation, so young Maria's life was peppered with fascinating cave house guests, like the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. And the first lady and her husband.
Lyndon B. Johnson came, and I remember coming home from school, and there were a lot of bodyguards all throughout the yard on the walk up to my house.
But for her, nature held more interest than art. She remembers playing with friends and hiding among lava rocks outside her cave home, though she does recall a large, colorful Mexico City mural by her father.
The one that he talked a lot to me about was the bank mural in Mexico, because I'm in it. There's a drawing of me in it.
It features a landscape where commerce and nature combine seamlessly, and in the far right, a young Maria stands holding a document. In that Mexico City mural, she's about the same age she was when her father created the designs for the mosaic featured in San Antonio's 1968 World's Fair.
And I was, I want to say about 11 when that was going on, and I remember going out to where they were putting the mosaic in the meter blocks. And watching that, and they shipped them up like that and then put them all together, kind of like a puzzle.
Catherine Nixon Cooks, the author of Juan O'Gorman, A Confluence of Civilizations, which details the mosaic's creation.
Maria, his daughter, tells a great story of him having piles and piles of colored stone in the patio of the cave house. And as a little girl, she and her friends would go out there and jump in the stones.
O'Gorman and a workman assembled more than 500 of those meter square blocks, cementing more than 400,000 individual rocks, creating a mural which tells a specific and highly detailed story.
Moving towards the middle, you see math, you see science, you see what the Western world has contributed. And then on the other side of the mural, you see the allegorical Aztec gods. And then as you move towards the center, you've got this unified confluence, which is really quite wonderful. And running beneath it all is our San Antonio River.
For nearly 50 years, though, this massive piece has stood just far enough off Market Street in the shadow of the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, hidden.
It was not seen by many, and I think that is really going to change, and I'm very excited about that.
With a portion of the convention center now torn down, the Confluence Mosaic is finally in the line of sight for thousands of daily passers-by. Maria Carstensen, the daughter who at 11 watched it all come together, welcomes the change. She recently paid the mosaic a special visit.
I went with my grandson's field trip from his school, and I did a little presentation about the mural using big posters, and then I had a slideshow, and they really enjoyed that. And then they had a field trip down there, and I went with them.
Carstensen says her father thought artists' rewards don't always come in their lifetimes.
He always would tell me, you're not famous till you die.
It seems now O'Gorman is finally getting his due in San Antonio. A Confluence of Civilizations was the theme of the 1968 World's Fair, and given that O'Gorman's father was Irish, his mother Mexican, it was also the theme of his life. In a larger sense, Confluence of Civilizations describes what most San Antonians live every single day. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.